To Central Perk, and today we have a guest with us. As usual with me, I have Tunde.
Hi guys, what's up?
Yeah, and our special guest, my Ogagongo, Ahmed.
Yeah, so Ahmed is my surname, so well, I'm also behind Tunde. It's weird that when Abdullah told me about Tunde, I was like, wait, is his surname Tunde or his name Gongo is Tunde?
I'm out. Sunday recognized Sunday. Real recognized, real.
I beg.
I got it. I'm glad you're the only one out of this squad, though.
I beg. You guys are the odd ones. So today's show is going to be about One Piece. It's going to be all about One Piece. So if you've never seen One Piece before, this is it. This is the show for you. Ahmed is going to sell One Piece to us. He has been convincing us that he's passionate about One Piece. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, selling One Piece to us in the next 40 minutes or so. Let's go. Ahmed.
Yep. So I think we'll just get started with the live action. I think a lot of people that don't know One Piece probably saw it through the live action. And oh my God, when we Netflix fan, the anime fan, we saw it, we're like, the first impression I have is that Netflix has murdered One Piece. That's what I said. Because I started watching it, I was like, okay, maybe they are too much. But I mean, One Piece is like, it's like the anime I thought I would never enjoy, and I'm enjoying it. Like, coming from like the Naruto verse and all of that. So it all started with one boy trying to become the king of the pirate, and he then noticed that before him, people have tried different kind of things. Like, we have Gold Roger. So Gold Roger is like the king of the pirates, like the greatest pirate ever lived. So, and there's the mystery of Devil Fruit. So in anime, like, there's something that will make you special. In Naruto, we have Chakra. In One Piece, we have Devil Fruit. We have different kind of powers, like natural power too. So, but it's the devil food that gives them like this ability for them to, yeah, like, so you have different ones, like you have flame, you have stretch, and Luffy's own is like super strength. You have like different kind of crazy things you never imagine. So just imagine your wildest imagination, like if you could have that, and you could eat it and then possess that power. I know it sounds funny, and One Piece is very funny. Like, yeah, One Piece is the most funniest anime you would see that has like action. Like, Naruto is funny until you watch One Piece, and like, this is the dopest anime in terms of like fun, mischievousness, and also like adventure. Like, the storytelling, 100 over 100. Like, yeah, they nailed it. Yeah. So, I'll just like, I don't want to talk alone. You guys should just let me know what you want to know. Like, which angle should I come from?
Yeah. So, for the Devil Fruit, it's because I started the Netflix live animation, live action rather. I've not seen the anime at all. And I saw that the Luffy guy, he has like powers separate from the other guys. Like, I think the other guys are just regular human beings, and the Luffy guy, he has that stretchy power. So it's a devil fruit that gave him that power. Yeah.
Yeah. So when Luffy was young, he ate a food called the Gomu Gomu fruit. So that's what gave him the power. Yes. It was not strong naturally. It was just like a normal boy just wishing to become a pirate.
Interesting. But wait,
it's crazy.
Devil fruits, do they just give you part? There's no repercussion to like the devil fruit or something, because something that is called the devil fruit, it doesn't sound like you should just go around eating it and stuff.
Yeah, so when you take the devil fruit, you can't swim.
For real?
Unless you can't swim, you'll not be able to swim, you'll drown. So that's the side effect. Every person that has that, like, water is their greatest enemy.
It is poetic in a sense.
And that's crazy, because, like, they're pirates.
Actually.
Bro.
And then
That's
I just want to say one thing I've noticed for like I think it's consistent in animes. At the beginning, you said that Luffy, his goal is to be the pirate king. I think that thing is common. It's a common trend in most of the animes. Because in Black Clover, he wants to be the wizard king.
Mahute.
Naruto,
Mahute,
that one
yeah.
Zi Okage or something. Then for this one,
Okage.
He wants like it is a common trend in all these animes. I mean, I'm not saying this is unoriginal, but
it's just the typical stuff from nothing to hero, I'll be zero to hero.
Well, everybody loves the underdog.
Hey, but Luffy only is special. Everybody, like, the thing that is special about Luffy only is that the way he kind of like carry everybody along. Like, I mean, I know Naruto has that, but because when I mean Naruto is serious, Luffy is, he doesn't have the ability to think at times. Like, you just look at him, I just like, this guy, how do you go to this length? Like, I don't know, but at the same time, he has this compassion, you know, like the way they follow him. Like, he's a leader and he can just like do stuff that make people go to follow him. Luffy has done times 10. Ibi Kurama is always there to defend Luffy. I'll be sorry to defend Naruto. Luffy has almost reached the point of death. Like, the point of death. And I don't know how he survived. But basically, so one thing about One Piece, right, is that the more they exert their strength, the more they unlock more power of the devil fruit.
Interesting.
The more their life shortens, like, tremendously. So, Luffy now, he's, like, his life is, like, shortened, like, mad. He has gone through mad strength. Like, mad phases, like, you don't expect him to survive, so.
Mad, though.
I'll not expect him to survive that long, sha. Congrats.
I have a question about the devil fruit. Is it possible, like, after having taken one devil fruit, is it possible to like eat multiple devil fruits and get multiple powers?
So it's not possible at first, but now we have like one of the biggest villain in the animation itself. His name is Teach.
Yeah.
So Teach was able to consume two devil fruits. And that was weird. Like, he's the only person in the entire universe that is able to do that right now. So basically, you eat one devil food, and that's it. You complement it with your strength. So let's say you did. They've not told us about other people trying it, but what we know is that a lot of people fear doing it because you might die or something might happen to you.
Fair.
So you get what I'm saying. So Teach was able to do it. But Teach himself is not feeling too well.
Oh, interesting. Then, also,
yeah, so a lot of things are happening, like, now, like...
No, don't worry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, now that I died in the animation itself, so it don't compel him to, like... It's not like his blood brother, but someone that they grew together with. Well, we'll talk about different acts, so we can go ahead with your question before I jump into the app.
I was just going to ask, like, for the old devil fruit thing, like, apart from what are killing them, like, can they die on their own? Because in the live action, I saw that Luffy has that whole stretchy thing. And, like, I saw that some people tried to cut him, and they couldn't cut through because his skin was, like, rubber and stuff. And then there was this other clown guy that the devil fruit yet lets him, like, separate parts of his body. So, basically, in any way you cut him, like, his body will just separate and he can join them back together. I know people like that. It's difficult to think
of body. That's body.
Yeah, that buggy. Shall like so apart
so
from
buggy,
water,
that's
like,
buggy.
So, realistically, can you actually kill people like that? Like by stabbing them or shooting them or something, or you just have to drown them and
yes.
they won't die unless you put them in water or
Mm-hmm.
something. So just what that's wild.
So being having devil food doesn't mean you can't die. Like apart from the water saving you, like if someone shoots you at your heart, you die. Like legit
Oh.
die.
Interesting.
Yeah. So devil fruits have each one of them have their characteristics. So there are devil fruits that might be able to like you might be able to like replicate your art, like faking it. Get out. So that's the devil fruit. The devil fruit that can allow you to clone yourself, like Naruto do shadow clone jutsu. You get out there. That's the devil fruit. But if someone is able to find your physical body and cut off your head, you are dead.
What a mood.
They are actually the cuts that can go through him. You know, bullet and all those things. They are showing us that he can. There's a villain in the arc we are in. His name is called Kaido. So Kaido he has like a paramecia fruit yet that enables him to turn into a dragon. Yeah, we have dragons in One Piece. So
Mad.
when he shoots like slashes of a dragon something, I don't know the combo they call it. It affects Luffy. It's able to cut Luffy.
Oh, okay. That
Yeah.
makes sense.
So
So,
the one you are watching, that's why I said that the live action is only talking about like the first 200 episodes of Luffy, like One Piece as a whole. Like you still have like
yeah,
800
like there's a lot
to
more. There's a lot
like
more to come.
900 episodes that they've not touched.
Like
Don't know about that,
that was
Doctor.
going to be like my follow-up question because I'm wondering. You said there are like 1,070 episodes or something else. Like, I'm just wondering what have they been doing for over 1,000 episodes, and like people haven't gotten tired of One Piece yet. I'm just for something to keep my attention span for that long. Imagine
Minute,
having
5 minute, 10.
follow, like imagine you started following One Piece from episode one. I can't. I don't even know when One Piece started, but like I'm imagining it's been a lot of years, and like it's still all the rage out there. Like,
1990. It's older than Naruto. It's older than Naruto. I checked the date. 1990 something. Naruto came out in like
1992.
2000 something.
That's wild. For I'm but I
Like,
think I read
the
around
funniest
that
thing is that, the
a
funniest
lot
thing is
of.
that when you watch, I think there's a delay
Okay.
somewhat.
I was about to say that. I think I heard that a lot of One Piece episodes are just filler episodes that don't really contribute to like the actual plot or the main part of the plot.
Well, that's normal anime stuff now. Because I saw something re recently that it's the
No.
manga that they are following. You know, a story. What's it called? If you have a book, the book if you have a book that you adapt to a movie, a series, so the book is supposed to be like the script you get, and with manga,
Yeah.
so the manga might be like behind sometimes. So while the writer is
Oh,
still like writing new
okay.
stuff,
So
so they'll just put
when they
in.
catch up to the manga, they have to play around
Exactly, they have to
until
put
the
in filler
manga.
episode. Until
Okay,
the
I
manga
think
should
I have seen the
advance
video. I've
again.
seen the video you're talking about.
Actually, One Piece.
Yeah.
Actually, you guys are wrong. One Piece has just like, I think, 50 filler episodes, 60 filler episodes.
Are you for real?
Amado, Like, you guys are
One Piece
wrong.
and Naruto,
So, One Piece is
notorious
top.
for filler.
Yes, One Piece. Yes. Now, is a very good explanation that they made most of this. Yeah, like filler episodes.
You want anger people? Say Naruto is
I don't know why they do that. Like, I
Bro,
watch,
you're
like,
a bunch of Naruto fans.
no, I love Naruto. Naruto is like the anime that made me love anime. But I don't like the fact that they made like 200 filler episodes for what? Like, it was crazy.
Actually, that can be pretty frustrating.
I'm on normal low. I remember when I started watching Naruto, I just met my guy that okay. they just gave me, what's it called? They gave me list that they just sent me a picture that these are the episodes you are supposed to. The picture just had like groupings of episodes that you have to avoid. You get that kind of level.
I grab.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, whenever I'm watching something, I like to watch everything, like, regardless. That's...
Look, no, you don't understand.
That's why I haven't seen all these Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. Because, like, I wouldn't want to avoid those fillers. And at the same time, I know they will upset me.
But, you don't get... avoiding the fillers, it doesn't change anything. Like, you will even notice. You will know. Exactly. It will just be like... it's like as if... how do I put it? Like in what is it called? It's like, okay, maybe in Blacklist, they are on a mission in episode 18. Okay, they are now episode 19 to 25 is now filler. The episode 26 that it should continue of Blacklist, they will just continue from where they stopped in episode 18. So
you basically just said everything that I've been saying, but I did Blacklist in the hope that I'll understand. Don't worry. I could understand.
Normal. A familiar title can make all the difference. I even just heard somebody say this evening that she was talking about shows that hooked her from the beginning, and she mentioned Blacklist. You know, it brought a smile to my face. Okay, I meant
just like 9%.
Yeah, Ahmed.
I actually thought a lot, like, One Piece had a lot of
flair. Tunde, your voice is a bit faint.
Yeah, Tunde's voice is very faint.
Sorry. Am I clearer now?
Yeah. Okay.
I was surprised that, like, One Piece, like, only 9% of One Piece is, like, filler episodes. I was expecting a lot more.
Yeah, like, that's the crazy thing. Like, even me, I was like, how can I skip? There was a point where I was watching the animation that it was very long, and I was like, how can I skip the filler episodes? And they were like telling me that I can't skip this part. It's only like this 10 episodes or 20 episodes I can skip in the entire One Piece. And I was like at 200 episodes, and I was like, ha. And I'm still going to like 1,000, ha.
And I'm just thinking, that thing is very scary. Like, imagine we started for episode 1 today, and I know I'm going to 1,070. And then I also heard that the animation, like at the beginning of One Piece, you know, it started in 1990 something.
It's shit.
Like
it's
the animation
shit.
Is fucking
very shit. Like it's as if you are watching Teletubbies.
That's scary. Like, and you want me to start it? Like,
the thing is that you will enjoy it. Like, I tell people that when you watch that thing and you enjoy the evolution of One Piece, you will just. You know, when they are playing like the recap, tears will just come down for your eyes. Like, I made it. Like, every time I'm looking like the past, and I'm like, I made it. Like, you know, it gives you like this sense of fulfillment. Like, when me and some of my friends, like, we watch it, we're like, oh, no. I started watching One Piece like seriously, I think last year. Yes, last year. And I was able to finish it on time, like, during that time that Unilag was on. That long break and all of that, yeah. But yeah.
Wow. So you used that time to like catch up to One Piece. You started from the beginning and like you caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched a lot. Like I was binge watching every day. Maybe 30, wow. 40, 30, 20. Like I was just watching, like, you know, that's, I always say this thing, like One Piece is interesting. Like it got to some part in Naruto where they were talking about Uchiha clan. I was like, boo, this thing is boring, it's boring, like, but when you go to One Piece and you're like, this actually makes sense, like, when you're talking about...
You were never bored throughout your One Piece journey.
I was laughing. See, when you meet Usopp, and Usopp is like the guy that has, like, he can see things from different long range, so he can shoot stuff as well. When you see them, like, being nasty, when I mean being nasty, they are like making jokes of themselves. You just be laughing. You can have a bad day and you just open One Piece and you just be laughing like 20 minutes into the anime. I just be laughing out loud, like tears will be coming out. I remember that I watched this part whereby they wanted to, like, they saw a dragon for the first time. If you see how they made the animation that their eyes came out, you just be laughing. Which kind of anime be this? And you just look at it like it's very funny. Like they made it funny, powerful, and the storytelling was amazing. Like I would not lie. No cap.
You know, you're actually doing quite a good job of me myself. I'm falling.
Like I'm not going to lie, like you are convincing me. I can't lie.
Yeah, I mean a lot of people don't like when they see One Piece, they're like, you know, like Naruto level of power. They're like, when me I was watching now, I was coming from Naruto verse, I was expecting like, okay, just come and bomb everywhere, bah, 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 open your chakra, use Sharingan and the two other ones. But the build up was like, this guy doesn't have much power. J1. So you have like, you have like different J's. You have J1, J2, J3, J5 now. J4, J5. So J5 is the one.
Yes, are they levels of power?
Yes, they are levels of power.
Oh, interesting. Because I was going to ask that. Like, I've been seeing like all those gears 4, gear 5 around. And I've been wondering what they meant. Like,
boo. If you know how the build up, like I was in episode 800 or something, and I knew that they were releasing J5 this year. Ah, I just watched 200 episodes. Like during that exam time, I was watching One Piece during exam time. Like I said, no, I must catch up. It's a lot of the craziest thing I've done. Like, you know, when you're coming from exam medic and you just enter the room and you're like, well, I'm gonna watch One Piece chat. Each lecture will mark whatever he wants to mark. I mean, the GS, like, he started with just the normal stretchy, he started with Brazuca. Like, there are some legendary fights that you look at in One Piece, and I'm like, come on, Luffy na Ozla. You know, when someone is trying to like get to a next level and you're like falling down 50 times, and the last time you just use luck, and maybe God just helped you, you got some imaginary strength that you thought you had. And every time you finish like a particular J, you finish fighting, the guy is always tired. You know, when you deflate balloon, like how flat it can be, that's how Luffy goes flat. He has to eat like, let's say 50,000 meters or 100,000 meters to get his strength. The guy loves me. Like, and when you look at how he's always swimming for meat, and you look at yourself and like, you can relate. Like, you're tired, you need food, you can relate. It's not like Naruto, they always place emphasis on food. They don't always place emphasis on food, how it's prepared. So that's why One Piece carries you, like, it carries through you the journey. Like, you see food, you know food gives you strength, and then you see other things. Exactly. But a lot of people don't like One Piece. Like, a lot of, like, Top Gun anime lovers, they say One Piece is somehow, it's not on the level of Bleach. I've not started watching Bleach, but I have the anime, but I hope that when I start, it's never going to be as easy as some ones I've watched.
I'm not going to lie, I think Bleach actually makes a lot of sense. I haven't seen Bleach at all, but I have this friend, and he has been trying to put me on Bleach for, like, the longest time. And even me, I've seen clips from like Bleach and stuff, and like very crazy clips. Too, and like, you just know, like from the outside.
I don't like that. The fact that just black and white. Like, well, like how would it be black and white?
Black and white.
Like at the beginning, like they made it like very. Bleach animation is even worse to me. I think One Piece has like a better. I will not say better animation, but it's like it has better quality in terms of animation than Bleach. Like, I watched Bleach. I have it now. Like, I have the beginning, like everything. And I was like, hey, what is this?
Wait, for that Bleach, I think there are two separate parts going. Because I think there is Bleach and then there's the 30-year Blood War.
Yeah, that's the new one now. That's the latest one.
I think that's the one that I started because. The Bleach I started one time, like the animation from the beginning was crisp, like it wasn't bad at all, actually.
I've even been watching is Bleach Thousand Year War or something.
That's the new one. That's the new arc. So, you probably, if you're just watching it from there, you I would not. I would say you will not get the full gist, something like that.
Yeah, grab, so, grab.
Yeah, but so there are different arcs in One Piece, y'all. Like, so we have planet, like there are different levels of this thing. Now we are even going to more conspiracy. We notice that there's a like, so they have like world governments in One Piece. Like the way we have Nigerian governments.
Yeah.
They have world governments. They have like the what is warlords. So warlords are made up of pirates that decided to do good. They don't like, they're under the world government. So the world government elect them to keep the order. So, but the world government is they are as crazy as hell. Like they are very fishy. Like a lot of things goes wrong with the world government. They are not as clean as they claim to be. They kill people themselves more than pirates. Yeah, corruption. Yeah, a lot of corruption goes on. So, Luffy does not like those kind of people. He doesn't believe in rule, like rule setting. He hates it. He likes to be free, like liberal. Like I can go anywhere. You get what I'm saying? So he forces his way to almost everything. So, and right now Luffy has his two right hand men. He has Sanji. He has Zoro. One of the craziest fights I think you guys need to go and watch, if you have not watched it, was when Sanji defeated one of like the craziest fights we watched. So today, this guy saw death. He saw death in his true form.
Mado.
Like, that's what I'm saying, that like One Piece is going to a new dimension of animation that people don't know that. When it comes out, even you look at Naruto, you'll be like, nah, this is not where we want Naruto. Like, Naruto has not gotten to this stage. It has gone. It has gone.
Hold on. I have a question about that Zoro guy. He's the one that fights with three swords, yeah?
Yeah, three swords.
How realistic is it fighting with a sword in your mouth, please?
Me, when I saw it, I was like, what is this? Like, this is funny. But if you look at it, he only uses, like, I've never seen him, like, put the sword in his mouth and use and cut someone. It's rare. So most times, even fight it, it's two hands. You get what I'm saying? So, the third sword is just for paparazzi.
That's what I say.
Exactly. So, but that guy is one of the best sword man in the anime. Like, crazy, man.
I think that's his own goal, too, now. Like, to be the greatest sword man.
Yeah, like that's his goal. Like
no man. Guy just...
And there's this man, like in the Wano Kingdom, which is the current arc we are in. They gave him one sword. You know, in the samurai, and when in the Japanese people, they say that sword have their own spirits. Like crazy. So the sword they give to him has his own like spirits. Like this, it has no matter. If you can reject the owner, the new owner, you can accept it. So you must learn how to make it bow to you, to conform to your will.
Interesting. So you go tame your sword too.
Exactly. That's the word. So you gotta tame your sword. So the sword name is called Emma. So Emma, there's some legendary stuff in One Piece that I feel like you could take hours to talk about that.
Can see the passion in your voice as you are saying that legendary, like,
like so when I saw that there are different swords, there's one that's called Chisui. The Chisui sword is like the greatest sword in like the entire One Piece, like the Wano Kingdom stuff. So the Wano arc is just talking about samurai, like, so it's everything there, the crazy costume, the person they are fighting is called Kaido. Kaido is like the one of the emperors of the sea. They call them Shubikai. Yeah. No, Kong. Sorry, I'm mixing the name up. They shall call them emperors of the sea. There's Shanks. So Shanks is like someone that Luffy looks up to. It was one that like Luffy wanted to.
Yeah. Remember him.
Because, yeah.
Oh, he's one that the original owner of that Straw Hat now, yeah?
Yeah. They called him the Red Dead Pirates. Yeah, they call him the Redhead Pirate. And there's Big Mama. Ah, well, that Big Mama fight, you guys need to watch it. That one is just crazy.
I think once we're done with this call, I'll just, you know, enter it to.
I can't believe you didn't collect the anime for me. Like, I had it in school. Like, my hard drive was with me. Like, a lot of people were like, come on, collect it. Come on, collect it. I had, like, 1,000 episodes. Like, everything on my hard drive.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, okay, you know what? We've been talking so much about One Piece. We've gone a lot in depth, but we never even, like, spoke about, like, okay, just describe the show. What is One Piece about? From the jump, somebody that's never heard about One Piece, what is One Piece about?
So, like, One Piece is someone that is about a guy that wants to become the greatest pirate in the world, like the king of the pirates. But for him to become the king of the pirates, he has to collect something called the One Piece. So the One Piece itself is seen as an actual item. You get what I'm saying? So on his quest to becoming to get the One Piece, he has to get a ship. At first, he didn't have a ship. He was like on a small boat. He has to get a ship. He has to get like his comrades. So he has like 8 to 9 comrades now. So along the way, he made friends that along the way, Luffy always make friends that always pave way for him. So people don't leave bad remarks about Luffy. Like, he's that kind of a person, just like Naruto. Like, so loving, always fights for the right thing. So, on their way to finding one place, you need to unsolve different mysteries. So, on unsolving the mysteries, you find something called the Pony Glyphs. So, the Pony Glyphs are like, you know, like a puzzle, but it's written on a stone. So, you need to dissect them. So, the only person that can dissect those Pony Glyphs are like, how would I put it? One of Luffy comrade. To keep everything simple, Luffy has to get the One Piece to become the greatest pirate in the world, and or the king of the pirate. And to become the king, a lot of people are also going after what he wants. So he has to like defeat them. If someone says that I want to become the king of the pirate, Luffy has to show his own test of strength and show that he means what he's saying. And yeah, so yeah, that's the simple way. Saying this in a lame term, you're like, this is just another spy film that it looks boring. So let me just take it to like another dimension. Let's say we have different kind of creatures. We have sea monsters. We have giants. We have, they went to the sky. There's one act that they went to the sky. They call it Skypie. It's crazy. Like you see creatures that look like angels.
So were the ships floating on clouds or what?
No, the sea, like the ocean, like pushed them up to the sky, as high as the sky, like on the clouds itself. So just imagine on top of the sky, like the clouds, there's a city on top of it.
Interesting.
Like, so a lot of people don't know. Like, that's why I said that One Piece is about storytelling. They made it so intuitive, like. The storytelling is their greatest strength. Like the way they're able to like create like backdrop of stories and link into the present. And also how they're able to tie it to Luffy's journey. So everything is about Luffy. Everything that they're saying in the story as it relates to the other person is to pave way for Luffy or talk about his comrade. So at each arc, that Uchi, Luffy is trying to recruit his comrade. They talk about their story, why they became who they were, you know, like normal anime stuff. But this time around, you always cry for each one of them because each one of them have like this sad story that will like connect you to the anime more. Like Chopper. You guys, see, if you don't know anybody, I'll advise you to know Chopper. Who is their doctor? Chopper is like an antelope that became like a speaking this thing. Antelope. Is he an antelope? Something like an antelope. So he could talk when he ate the devil fruits. So there are some devil fruits that give the ability to objects for them to talk, like function like normal entity. They can talk, they can hear, they can do everything. So Chopper was an animal. Then he could talk, he could speak normal language that Luffy could understand. And he then learned how to become a doctor. So he's the doctor of the ship. And it's very crazy. Like, it's funny. Very funny. So, the current arc, there are different arcs. Like, there's the arc whereby Luffy met some warlords
He met he has not met Shanks yet, like after his childhood. I think they are still going to show it later. So, and also the movie is out. I think One Piece movie. I think you should watch the one movie too.
Like the anime movie.
Yes, One Piece anime movie came out last year.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is it just one movie that is out, or are there previous movies?
No, just one. Just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the current arc that is currently running right now is the Wano Kingdom. That's where Luffy has unlocked his J5, and the current episode now, he has unlocked J5, and I would say that the anticipation to build up to J5 was high, but I think they let us down, because you know when Naruto went into Brian mode, nobody expected it. Like, if the thing just came, like I was like, "Homo, Kurama is really dying, sir." I was just like, "What tear just came out of my eye? Like, this is my childhood anime that is going behind my eye like this. I will be forced to watch Boruto, and I hate Boruto." So yeah, so with One Piece, like they build up the anticipation for GF5, but they let us down a little bit. But now they are trying to build up the momentum. So. But J1, J2, J3, J4, awesome. Like, he has defeat. So at each point, for Luffy to move on to the next year, you have to like push him to his limits, like mad limits. Just like the Captain Yami used to say, outlast your limits.
Surpass your limits.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, now you won't keep that thing.
Honestly, that pure weary guy.
That one, the word, I said, like the typical Nigerian, the reward of work is more work.
Actually, that guy doesn't give up, man.
I started watching Black Clover from the beginning again. Like, I started watching the guy, I just wanted to, like, but I'll say, One Piece, in terms of storytelling, Black Clover sucks. Like, they don't know how to paint the story well. But if you want to know storytelling, Naruto is on top of that list, as well as One Piece. Like, One Piece is... For an anime that's been created, like, since 1990, to still continue running.
Actually, that's... It's pretty incredible, right?
Yeah. So, what next to talk about? So, now we are in the history part, where they are talking about... why One Piece existed in the first place. So, unfortunately, in One Piece, there was a time, like 1,000 years of like the world history was wiped off. I don't know how that makes sense. I don't know how you can tell me that you wipe off 1,000 years of the world, you wipe it off.
As per nobody remembers or what?
Exactly. Like, there was no document. There's not, like us, you know, human beings, you can hear like, 3000 AD, this thing happened. Like you invented it. There was no trace. There's nothing at all. Like, and yeah, that it was wiped off because of a certain reason. So now they are not tying that story into the main anime. Luffy of the fruit Luffy ate was like the fruit of the sun god. They called the sun god Nika. So the ability for them to, the guy, the fruit gives you the ability to, like, how would I put it, to make people smile, give them joy, fight for their cause. So one thing about the devil fruit is that if you kill the current host, the fruit gets recreated in another area that is far from that place, and another person can eat it. Yeah. So when Luffy brother died, like, his best friend, that is like a brother to him, died. His other friend found the fruit and he ate it. So that's the way it works. So you can, if fruit doesn't like die forever, it's the host that die.
Yeah, he always gets like reincarnated, sort of.
Exactly. So reincarnation is very possible in One Piece, like in terms of fruit. And sheep, if you don't know anything about sheep, like, don't think that because One Piece is showing sheep, they'll be talking about sheep. They don't really talk much about the sheep like that. They just talk about, how I put it, we talk about like the spirit, even the ship itself has spirit.
Of course.
So everything about One Piece is just about the passion and the emotional aspect being tied. Like, they make you like want to like the anime more and more. So if you are starting One Piece, I would just say that don't think about the animation too much. Just go with the flow. Laugh as you can. Go on Reddit. Go and be reading some spoiler to keep you anxious. That's what I did, though. Keep you anxious. Like, I love Reddit for that thing. Like, it gave me this kind of like, I'm coming there.
But wait, so, do you like spoilers?
It depends, too. It depends. So if it's an anime that I don't really like, even though you spoil it for me from today to tomorrow, even though they do the maddest fight ever. So if someone give me a spoiler for JJK, I like JJK, but I wouldn't mind because I think it hasn't gotten to that good level yet for me.
Huh. Yeah, I like JJK.
But it hasn't gotten to the good level. If you give me spoiler for One Piece, I should beat you.
Like, regardless, I don't like spoilers. See, I hate this show, so far I'm still watching it. Like, I don't like spoilers at all.
Like for AOT now, if you give me spoiler for AOT, I'll gladly collect it because AOT has become a useless anime that they are giving us 2 episodes per year.
Oh my god. don't make any enemies out of us, man. I love AOT, man.
I love AOT too now. Like, but why would you be giving us 2 episodes per year? Like, no, 2 to 3.
I'm not going to lie. The people that are dishing out episodes for AOT, they are insane. I'm sorry to say. Because why is there season 4, part 3, part 2? Like, on paper, how does that even make any sense? It doesn't make any sense now. Yeah, it's so obvious that they are just trying to, like, milk out so much money out of, like, our suspense. And out of our
they don't want it to end, and they know that it has to end.
They are dragging it on for too long, and it's not making much sense anymore. But at the same time, I will still wait because I've been waiting for so long, and I've been so close to like going to just go read the manga and just let me see how it all ends, and like let me put an end to my suspense. Like, no, I'm patient. My patience must pay off. If someone spoils it for me now,
like, do you know how long I've been patient? For 3 years now. Like, I've had friends that are like, what the hell is going on? Like, are we like stupid? Is there like there's no anime to watch me? Why are we waiting for one anime? Like, and that's the point they are putting us. Like, are we really stupid that would wait for you guys to be dropping 2 episodes, 3 episodes for me? Like, this year won't pissed me off. Like, I was like, man, 4K with you.
Actually, but anyhow. At least this is the last one. This is the last time that you can do it. After this one,
exactly.
No more again.
So, and that's why, I think we should be up now.
Yeah, just to round up. Like, I just have 2 questions about this One Piece. Now, you said for the first one, you said it has been going on for over 1,000 episodes. Now, have they found the One Piece?
Drop off again, but I'm back.
Sorry,
I think my network dropped off.
Like, oh, sorry.
I think that's it about One Piece. So, like, the current part I'm in now, so you can like look out like different arc.
Hold on. I think you missed something. I said like I had 2 questions like about One Piece like so far,
mm-hmm.
And the first one is, now they've had like over 1,000 episodes. So far, mm-hmm. Have they found the One Piece at all? Or like,
have no, they come they to find it? They are close, but they've not found it.
And they've spent 1,000 episodes. Now, my second question is, does it, I know it might not be like easy to tell, but does it seem like One Piece is close to its end at all? Or like that they are going to conclude the anime or the manga anytime soon?
That's tricky. Because as we speak, they are contemplating if they should end it in a few years' time. I don't think they want to end it.
You know, one thing about these Japanese people, they're only thinking like the Western people. When they see that demand is now more than supply, they want to keep the money flowing. And I think that's what One Piece is going. So I don't think One Piece will be ending anytime soon. They might find a way to like prolong it somehow so that they cash out, you know, real
I
time.
grabbed.
So I don't think it's
But at
going
the
to
same
end
time,
anytime.
you know that thing, it's a slippery slope because at the same time, when you're trying to like make money out of something, like when your major motivation turns to like making profit out of something, it's easy to like dish out like mid content. Do you grab? And for
Yeah.
because now I can tell that you're pretty excited about One Piece. If
Love
One Piece will start dishing out mid episodes, it will tarnish like how you feel about One Piece, and like it won't be nice to see like how do I say it? You know the kind of how the high esteem you hold One Piece in now, it would be bad to see that esteem drop because they are prolonging it for too long and like they just want to keep making money out of it. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so what you just said now is where one of my friend is currently, this is his current situation he is. So he started watching One Piece before me. In fact, he was following the manga back to back, like
Yeah.
before I started. So when he started watching this current episode, he was like, the manga is better than this rubbish they're showing. Why are they doing this? I'm the one updating. In fact, he doesn't follow like the life, like the normal anime anymore. Just what he reads, like the manga, and I'm like, well, now it's already coming back. So I would say that it's not easy for them because they are trying to like adapt to, like, One Piece went from mid-level animation, like the anime quality, to like having like much more colors, much more crazy stuff. So I think they are trying to find a balance. But in the future, if you become mid, they better end it as fast as possible so that I'll just know that it's over. I mean, that's the thing that I love about Naruto. The fact that they ended Naruto on a high note. It was crazy. Everybody was like, is Naruto going to come back? That's the hype. I always tell people that the reason why Boruto had success is because people in Naruto were like, a lot of fan base in Naruto moved to Boruto because they expected it to be like mad. Get what I'm saying?
I
But
grab,
Boruto was not mid. Boruto was not stupidly mid. Now, a lot of people have
Well,
left.
but
Do you
the
love
good thing is
Voodoo?
that at least they did not tarnish like the reputation of Naruto. Boruto's
Exactly.
midness, it is separate from Naruto. So like
Exactly. Exactly.
that's good.
I think they just left
So
it on that note because if Kashimoto had done like, I would have been sorry for him. Just leave Naruto out of all this scientific stuff. We know chakra. We don't know scientific. Leave out of it. Chakras. Yeah, so One Piece will get, I feel like it will get better. At the same time, they will have their madness. But let's see, Sha. Let's see. Let's see.
I
We are.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Omo, it's been a lot, and like I think for you guys listening, this should be enough to like convince you to at least check out One Piece. Like, even if you don't fully dedicate to it, like just give it a try. Because me, I'm not gonna lie, I definitely will. Like, you motivated me a lot, and I can't lie, I'm going to give it a try. Even though it's a lot of episodes and it's pretty scary. I'll give you a chance, like definitely. But
Give it a chance.
yeah.
You never know, maybe you will transform everybody in your house to be watching One Piece.
But yeah, now we'll see. Baby steps, baby steps.
Yeah,
So yeah, it's been amazing having you on the podcast with us. I'm going to call you Sunday because you're my guy now. Yeah. So
that's good.
yeah,
Cool, man.
thanks very much for coming on, and like we'd love to have you in future episodes as well too. So
Absolutely, my
yeah.
pleasure.
And for you guys listening, it's been amazing recording this episode, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye, everyone.